Hello, this is Steve Hamer with the Huntington Park High School Podcast Station. We're delighted to have with us on our show today Coach Joe Reed. He's the men's varsity basketball coach here at the high school, as well as the school athletic director. Coach Reed, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, Coach, I guess you're real excited. Your basketball season is just right around the corner, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Now, Coach, we wanted to ask you a few questions, let you speak to the listening audience about your basketball team this year. Now, Coach, tell us and your audience, what are you and your players doing to prepare for this year's basketball season?
Well, during the early months, we're doing a lot of running. A lot of running and working on fundamental drills and trying to get ourselves ready for both mentally and physically. A lot of repetition work. You know, I want the players to feel comfortable when they get on the court. So we're doing a lot of repetition so that when they get out there, they don't have to think a lot. They can just go ahead and do what they need to do.
So if you use repetition, once they get on the court, it just kind of comes natural for them.
Yes, that's the plan.
Very good. Now, Coach, you mentioned drills. What are one or two of the best conditioning drills or exercises that you require of your players?
Well, really, over the years, I've found that the most universal thing that you can do is do a lot of running. A lot of people agree with it, and I think that if you just run consistently and incorporate the other drills into your running, I think it'll be beneficial. I think that if you require gradual progression or slight improvement each week with whatever type of exercises you're doing, I think you'll get maximum benefit.
Okay, you mentioned running. Does this include like sprints, like 40-yard dashes, or from one end of the court to the next as fast as they can go, or is this like cross-country running for endurance?
It's actually both. At the beginning, we're doing a lot of endurance work to build that foundation or that aerobic base, as we call it. And then once we've built that, we'll gradually get into doing more sprints, and the distance in the sprints will increase as well. We'll start off with short 40s and then increase it to 50, 60, all the way beyond 100 yards and try to increase that ability to sprint for a long spurt so that when you get in the game, it's a lot easier for you.
Well, that sounds really good, because as long as you keep your players running, the sprints and the distance running, that increases their speed as well as their endurance, their wind capacity. They can last a lot longer, can't
yes,
they?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Gosh, I really commend you for that. Now, Coach, in addition to the drills and the fundamentals that you're practicing with your players, preparing for your season, since they're student athletes, the students have to maintain grades, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I'm really impressed by what you do, Coach Reed, because every so often, your players that I have in my class, they'll bring me this little slip of paper, a little grade report check, wanting me to write down their grade, their work habits, and their attitudes about class. Grade checks. Why do you do this, Coach?
Well, I don't want any last-minute surprises. So we check grades regularly so that not only will I know how well the student is doing, but the student himself will know how well he's doing. And if he's struggling a bit, he can talk to a teacher and ask how he can improve his grade and what can he do to become a better student. Because I think the most important thing is to pass every class. So I'd like for the students to be consistent on and off the court. So if I'm asking for consistency on the court, I'm asking you to be consistent with your grades in the classroom and try to maintain that GPA before the season starts and throughout the year.
Gracious, that's great, Coach, to maintain a balance. Achieving in the classroom, achieving on the court as well. Because if they're failing at one or the other, they're not really successful, are they?
No, they're not.
Well, now, Coach, whenever you do receive a grade check report and you discover that one or more of your players maybe has an F or a D, what happens next?
They'll have a sit-down meeting with me, and I'll discuss ways that I think they would benefit from having better grades, and I'll give them suggestions as to what I think they can do to improve their grades. I will also suggest, as I said earlier, that they do speak with their teachers, and I will also offer additional homework time if needed. I'll give them extra time away from practice, or as you well know, we have a study hall, so I may increase the time in the study hall in an effort to help them bring their grades up.
You mentioned this study hall. Tell us a little bit about that. When is that held, and what are those players expected to do during that study hall?
We host study hall daily before practice, and the idea there is to give them an opportunity to get their studying in, get as much homework done as possible, so that once they start practicing, they already have the most important thing taken care of. So we try to look at it as doing first things first. So I'm trying to impress upon them that I feel academics is important, so I'd like for you to do your homework first, and then we go to practice. Even though practicing is important, I think academics come first.
Coach, that's a wonderful way to look at it. I like this statement that says, no other student success can compensate for failure in the classroom. I really respect you being the athletic director and the basketball coach, stressing the importance of putting your studies first and then your athletics second. And by so doing, it's possible that they can be champions in the classroom and on the court, can't they?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Well, now, Coach, thinking about your players and all the counsel, the advice you give them, the pep talks that you give them, the concern that you show to them individually and collectively, if you could get and motivate your players to do one thing, what would that one thing be?
I'm actually going to say more than one thing, that, and these things are tied in together, but I'm going to ask that they do all they can to graduate from high school and, if possible, graduate from college. I'd like for them to give themselves that little bit of an edge over the rest of society and try to prepare themselves to do something that a lot of people have not done, so that they're in a position to be as successful as possible when they leave.
Wonderful. It sounds like the one thing would be you're asking that they set goals. One is to succeed in the classroom, succeed on the court, and perform so well that they graduate, and then they can extend their goal to go to college and graduate from college to prepare themselves for a highly successful future.
That's correct. And I'd like to add one thing in regards to last year's team. We had a fairly successful season. We went to the semifinals in the Division III playoffs. But with that success, the thing that stood out to me the most and I'm most proud of is that we had 8 seniors that graduated from high school and got accepted in colleges. And one is at USC, another got accepted at UCLA and UC Santa Barbara. And those are the things that really, really make me proud of what's happening here within our program.
Coach, congratulations. 8 of your players graduated and went on to these universities and higher institutions of learning. 8 is great. I like that rhyme.
Yes, sounds good.
I think that's just an indication of the results of your emphasis. You emphasize classroom success, academic champions. You emphasize basketball success, athletic champions. And I think last year is a good example, Coach, of what you're striving to accomplish. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Now, Coach, wrapping up our podcast interview for today, just thinking about your team, if you knew that all your players were listening to this podcast, and I'm sure most of them or all of them will be listening to it, what would be your concluding words to your team as it pertains to your team for this year, your outlook for the season? What are some final words that you would like to leave with your team?
I'd like to leave with my team, always play hard, always play smart, always play together, and don't ever give up in anything that you do.
Coach, I think that is just outstanding advice. And those players that are listening, I want you to take heed to that, because Coach Reed cares about you and he wants you to be successful. He's been where you are now, and if you'll follow his advice, you'll be a happy, successful student here and a happy, successful basketball player on the court. You'll have a very, very successful season. Coach Reed, we sure thank you for joining us today on our podcast station, and we hope to have you back again in the near future.
My pleasure. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Coach, and good luck on your season this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.